Michael here from DrawingTeachers.com. In this lesson, we're going to write the name Dad in one-point perspective. So I'm going to draw a line with my ruler here. That'll be the baseline of my lettering. And then up top here, I have the top. I'm going to just pencil in the name. Do Dad right there. And cut in the centers here. All right, let's go ahead and reinforce that. Darken it up. All right, now the trick to the one-point perspective is to come down below the letters, pick yourself a point. Let's see, we can maybe make it a little lower right there. And then use your ruler. I like to put the pencil right on that point, and then use the ruler, push it right up to the pencil, and run up to the letters' corners. And you want to hit all the corners, including these top ones. And when you're faced with the round edge, what you want to do is you want to find the tangent to the edge. Tangent's the line that runs, you know, just across and is just touching at one point right there at an angle. That would be the perpendicular to it, and that would be the tangent. So come right off of that edge right there. And then out of the inside of these letters, come right out of there. See, right out of the A here. Come out of the center. Come out of the center. It'll be the same up here. Up here. And on the inside of the D, since it's curved in there, you're actually not going to see it. So there is Dad in a one-point perspective. Now, what you may want to do is you may want to cut that off right here. So what we'll do is cut that off so we're not going all the way to a point, and we'll go ahead and erase our vanishing point. We'll clean up a little bit here on our guidelines. Use my paintbrush, brush away the eraser garbage. And we'll come back with a marker now. See, I think I've got marker I can use here. Let's use this. Alright, I found my triangle, and I've got a Sharpie here. I'll just come in here and hit these edges. Hit all the straights first. Clean this up. All right, for these curves, I'm just going to pull carefully around, pulling towards my body. Here with this, I think it'd be good to come around, finish half of that. pull this way, finish the other half. Same thing up here. Pull towards me. Pulling towards yourself kind of helps you control that line. Pick that up right there. Pull that curve towards me. Okay, now got a couple of parts here in the A to complete. All right, now for the perspective lines, to create the 3D depth. Go ahead and refine those. Now, if something changed here, this is a good time to make a correction. Go ahead and make the correction. That's the beauty of going back and inking your lines, is that you get a chance then to correct any mistakes. You also get a chance to introduce some new mistakes. I better use the ruler down there as well. And that curve right there is going to be repeated right there. Alright, and up in here, the line is so subtle to that point that you barely see it, but we'll just darken it in a little bit like that. So there you've got Dad, and we'll go ahead and do some shading now. Trick is now to decide where the light is coming from, and what's probably going to happen is the bottom is going to be a little darker, say, than this side of the D, or this side to help distinguish it. So I'm going to use two different gray markers. If I can find them, we'll use two different blues. I'm going to do this. Whoa, I missed a line. See, right here. Missed that line right there. Excellent. Okay. I'm going to start right here with a light blue. And use that for essentially what's the sides of the letters. And we'll put some in there too, and some in there, just so we have that color in there. And then I'm going to come back with a darker blue for the bottom. That one isn't really darker, it's just different. Let's come in with something darker. Alright, so what we're seeing here really is the underside, that part of the A, and then over here we'll fill this in also dark blue. Alright, and where it wraps around the bottom here, I'm just going to add some lines here to indicate sort of intermediate shading. We'll just use some hatching in there. Alright, and now to color our letters. Let's do two tones, and we'll do something. Let's do something in sort of some earthy tones. Let's start with a warm brownish tone up here. you're doing this for your dad for Father's Day, he's really going to get a kick out of that. I'm a dad, and we dads love getting drawings from our kids. I think I'll still like it no matter how old I am. I guess it would be a little weird if, like, I'm 90 and they're 50. And we'll come in with a darker brown down here. Let your letter have energy. You know, if you're a perfectionist, you want to make all this really tight and perfect, you can. And let's see, should we outline it? So let's go ahead and pick some interesting color to go around all this with. Maybe a dark green. But since we've done everything with a ruler so far, let's make our outline nice and crisp with a ruler. And here, just follow that curve. And this will be tricky here. We need to follow that curve. Good to turn your paper here. Follow that around. So there you've got it. And looking for the cap to that marker. Always put your caps back on. I think I want to do a little darker, a little purple down here. And we'll just hatch some purple across that. That completes our lesson for drawing Dad in one-point perspective. We'll leave this image up just a moment so that you can take a look at it. Please go ahead and subscribe to our channel and visit drawingteachers.com for more lessons like this. Have fun drawing!